That's actually, it's been a long while, and no one people concerned have actually been in communication with the council and council management and that over many years, sort of highlighting the, how they experience going through the town compared to ourselves, able-bodied. Like we all think we know and we see wee issues in that and we fix them, but in fairness, the council did carry out an audit a number of years ago, but I just question the way maybe some of the work was carried out and maybe the information at the time, and things change over time as well, but it just happened then that the person that the Swedish chair bound has come forward and has highlighted out. Now it's come up with a number of committees I would be sitting on now, pay towns and stuff like that. So a number of the members had raised it there last Monday, and just I had the opportunity then, say, to raise it at the MD meeting. Now, in fairness to our area manager, Road, she rang me back immediately and said something she would take very, very seriously herself. And I had asked for the disability access officer and the council to come up to Balfe and do a walk around, particularly going around with some of the wheelchair users themselves, so that they can try and maybe highlight, you know, what's working and what's not working. There may have been improvements made, but who's to say they actually are an improvement, you know, when it comes to the person, you know, with that someone go around and sort of check to see the wear. Now, there was a number of areas highlighted to me that are not working, that are maybe could possibly be caused more dangers than they were before those improvement works made.
And it's important that the voice of the wheelchair users are at the centre of this here, because as you said, you know, people who are able-bodied can think that they know what they're doing, but the truth of the matter is it's very much a lived experience process.
Absolutely. Like, and you know, yeah, people are professionals, and people are trained out there and so on, and their views have to be taken under consideration. They have engineers for a reason, they're trained, and they look at that. We also have guide manuals that are set down by Europe and by government, and you know, when that, and you have to make the footpaths, the road, the access, all sorts of maybe taking materials in and out of shops and stuff. So you have to make it accessible for everybody. But that doesn't mean to say that people in wheelchairs, and it's not just people in wheelchairs, actually a lot of elderly people, particularly in towns like Balfe and Stranraer, which is a big catchment for the whole county, like for when you have like St Michaelhannes and you have a lot of them, we have a theatre in the middle of the town, you know, you have a lot of stuff there. So you have elderly people as well. So it's not just it's people and maybe walking sticks, just elderly people. Like, we have an ongoing problem in Balfe now because of these big square tiles, and they do occasionally move. So look, it does no harm, and it's not a reflection of someone not doing their job, but I think we should always be open to criticism. But, you know, if it's constructive and it's there and it's necessary. And I think young people nowadays are a lot quicker to come forward and speak up on an issue than maybe older people are just going to ignore it or, you know, vent some. You know, when it's good, a lot of people now vent all their troubles out on Facebook, which is absolutely terrible. It's absolutely terrible, some of the stuff on the set. So it's great when young people come forward in a constructive manner, and they should be listened to. And hopefully, and the engineers told me that they certainly will follow it up. So I'm happy enough for that. As I say, the engineer just rang me immediately after the meeting now, and she did express her concern, you know, that things weren't as they should be.
And there's just one comment that you made in the meeting that I want to, I suppose, elaborate on. You said that one of the people who had been writing to the council stopped, and you sort of alluded to maybe did she just lose faith in the process. Have you been in contact with them since?
Actually, I was corrected in that after the meeting by the engineer that they are still in communication with that person. I just wasn't aware of it. It was my... I thought they had kind of given up, but no, because of earlier interventions by one of these people, the council had carried out an audit and had done some improvements, but so it was me was incorrect in that stage. No, they still do be in contact with the council occasionally. So as I say, we have two young people now in the town and probably lots more as well, so the engineers agreed that they will try and identify and give a list of issues there. And to me, something needs to be ongoing anyway. You know, things do change because of the volume in traffic, particularly in Balfe and Stranraer, National Primary Road. The volume is 7 days a week, and that does affect the footpaths and crossings and stuff and like that. So something we need to to be aware of all the time. Mm.
And just especially, as you mentioned there, you have Michaelhenny's, the theatre, and McCool's Park, all within 100 yards of each other.
Massive, and two big hotels too, like a volume of traffic coming on and out there, within a short space, you know. But I'm talking about both towns, and they also elaborated, one of my colleagues as well, talked about the other towns in the area, you know, which is important, Castlefin and Conby and so on and so forth, you know. So it's something that has countywide. We do have a disability access officer, and we'll have made her now up to come up as well too. Look, it's not pointing fingers or anything, it's just working together and get the job done.